relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Millions of white Americans belonged to the Klan, and they weren't even embarrassed by it. They were proud of it. And that hate became embedded systematically and systemically in our laws and our culture.
Yes, my friends, but who were those individuals who were members of the Klan? They were Democrats. Welcome, my friends, to America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your humble host, Sebastian Gorka. And if you're white and you didn't vote for sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden, he's declared war on you. Yes, in his speech yesterday, the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Massacre, he said it is white supremacy that is the greatest threat to America now. Greater than ISIS, greater than Al-Qaeda. Why don't we talk about Al-Qaeda and ISIS? Oh, yeah, because my old boss crushed them. But is white supremacy what you fear every day if you're not white, if you're not Asian? Really? Really? I'm trying to think of those massive massacres by white supremacists of the last... 12 months? As opposed to Black Lives Matter, as opposed to Antifa, sound off on the president's statement that is white Americans. It is white Americans that are the greatest threat to America today. But there's another story. And I need to hear your opinion on this as well. Thousands of pages of emails to and from St. Antonius Fauci have been released as a Freedom of Information Act request and are being published by the mainstream media. Yes, the mainstream media is publishing them. The Washington Post and BuzzFeed. And what is in them? Let me just read one to you. And then I'll ask you a question. This is from Christian G. Anderson. Title, Mining Coronavirus Genomes for Clues to the Outbreak's Origins. Huh, that's an interesting subject line, isn't it? To Fauci, Anthony, NIH, NIAID. Hi, Tony. Thanks for sharing.
Yes, I saw this earlier today, and both Eddie and myself are actually quoted in this article. It's a great article, but the problem is that our phylogenetic analyses aren't able to answer the question. The sequences are unusual at individual residues, except if they are completely off. On a phylogenetic tree, the virus looks totally normal, and the close clustering with bats suggests that bats serve as the reservoir. Okay, it's all technical stuff, but pay attention now. The unusual features of the virus make up a really small part of the genome, less than 0.1. So one has to look really closely at all the sequences to see that some of the features look engineered. Oops! What? What? We have a good team lined up to look very critically at this, so we should know much more at the end of the weekend. At the end of the weekend? Oh my gosh, really? That's stunning. Just a couple of days. How interesting. Because this was written... not last week. This email, which would have been resolved within a matter of days as to whether coronavirus was artificially engineered, was sent to Tony the Fauch on January the 31st, 2020. Yes, indeed. So where are those results that we would have had by the end of the weekend? I should mention that after discussions earlier today, Eddie, Bob, Mike, and myself all find the genome inconsistent with expectations from evolutionary theory. Let me just run that past you one more time. From over a year ago. Actually, it's June, isn't it? It's like a year and a half. I should mention that after discussions earlier today with my colleagues, you know, Eddie, Bob, Mike, we all find the genome inconsistent with expectations from evolutionary theory. Meaning, it couldn't just have happened. But we have to look at this much more closely, as there are still further analyses to be done. So these opinions could change. Do you know what Tony's response was to this? Oh, it's great. For the highest paid bureaucrat in federal service earning $413,000, he actually said, it's in the FOIA disclosures, yeah, I'm too busy to read articles that are this long. Wow. Wow. I'm glad he doesn't get paid a lot of money. I mean, because then I'd be angry. So as a result of the Washington Post, the BuzzFeed, those scumbags of BuzzFeed publishing this, I had one question I'm going to ask you guys. Can you arrange the following words into a famous phrase? Under, throw the bus. Can you just work out that famous phrase for me? Under, throw the bus. And here's what I have to poll first my team. And then you guys, the phone number is 833-33-GORKA. Why? Why? America's slowly reopening. The border's the disaster. We can't eat beef now because they've hacked the beef supply. Why is it now? Why in June 2021 are the Democrats throwing St. Fauci under the bus? Let's start with Mr. G. What could be the possible justification?
To try and blame it all on him.
Blame what? We're coming out of it. America needs to go back to work. So what do they want him to carry the can for?
The panic mode, why we shut down so much, why we had to wear masks for so long, why everyone had to get vaccinated. I think that's probably the plan.
So you think that's what they're worried about?
Yes. Backlash. What else are they? All they care about is how it's going to affect them.
Okay. Shadrach.
He's not living up to expectations.
Which would be what? Why is he now the man they worship, the man that they pandered to? Why is he now expendable?
Well, because he was politically effective because people viewed him as a foil, specifically to Trump.
Trump.
Yeah, he's kind of New Yorker-ish, you know. He was science-based.
He's science-adjacent.
Exactly. And so since now he's not necessarily, he doesn't have any political aspirations. He's not going anywhere. He's just slowly getting oversaturated.
But right, what is the thing they want him to carry the can for? Why now?
Oh, I think it's because the economy isn't going to recover properly.
Interesting. Okay. Ericus, magnificent.
I was basically kind of going to say something along the same lines, Chad, is that obviously Fauci served his role well while Trump was president. He was the hero resisting Trump's demagoguery or whatever it was they called it. And now, unfortunately, thanks to voter fraud, President Trump is not president anymore. And now they have their true savior they always wanted in Biden, so they can make Biden the absolute hero of all this and Fauci. And yeah, to throw the lockdowns and all the backlash behind them so that it won't hurt them in the midterms, presumably.
You know what I think? You know what I think? I think this is a redux. We're going to have to call this the Blasey Ford effect. This is the Blasey Ford syndrome. Somebody has utility as a tool to hammer conservatives, to hammer Trump, to hammer Trump supporters. And when they're no longer useful, it's like a tissue. You just throw them out. Whether it's Blasey Ford, that heroine of the Me Too movement. Today, I mean, she didn't even get a book deal. Where's her book deal? Guys, no conspiracy theories, just suggestions. I want to hear your voice. You're the most important people, the most important part of this program. The number is 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. What did Mike Flynn really say at that conference? Was he approving of a military coup in America? Well, guess what? I'm going to ask him here on America First. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? I don't need a script. I don't have talking points. I've lived it now for more than 2 years. I have been pain-free. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans across the country, like Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Did you hear that? Pain-free. That could be you. I think it should be you, and you deserve to find out. It's so very easy. Just call relieffactor.com. Just go to relieffactor.com or call them on 800-500-8384. Order your 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. You know it makes sense. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
Yes, and if you're listening to this show, you're with him as well. I think they finally realize they can't stand it. He's gonna run. You know he's gonna run. And it's up to us to make sure it's not 74 million. It's 90. It's 100. We can do it. How do I know that? Because you're so great that when you hear a call to arms, you take action, just as you have done. We are almost, I think, halfway there with our Angel Tree Prison Fellowship Program. This is for the children who've lost a mother or father, or both, to the prison system, to help them get away from it all to a safe place, to a Christian place for summer camp. One of them, like Dalton, who you can tell in his voice, loves
the Angel Tree Camps.
We wake up, we have breakfast, and then we usually play some games. And then if you're older, we might have like a Bible study before worship. We worship till lunch, and it's a blast, you know? Everybody's jumping, we're singing. After lunch, we didn't have like free time. We do crafts, we go swimming, we do all that stuff, all that fun stuff. I mean, I loved camp. That's how I want to keep coming back.
I want to go to that camp. It sounds amazing. He loved it so much, he's now a counselor at the Angel Tree Prison Fellowship Camp. Come on, guys. More than 70% of the kids who lose a mother or father to the prison system end up in prison themselves. But we can break that cycle. You can help the most vulnerable who feel ashamed through no fault of their own. Please help today. Make a donation for any amount at our website, sebgorka.com, or call the Prison Fellowship on 888-206-2794. Any donation makes a difference, but $200 pays for a child for a week. $200 for a week. That's crazy. $1,000, five kids. Do it today. God bless you all. That's 888-206-2794. SebGorka.com. SebGorka. And the Angel Tree banner right at the top. Let's go back to the Tulsa commemorative event yesterday, where the man who bears the title of president had this to say about the greatest threat to America. Cut one.
As I said in my address to the joint session of Congress, according to the intelligence community, terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland today. Not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, white supremacists.
Okay, I know he has an opinion on this. He's a very reliable friend of America First, an outspoken patriot from Project 21, Horace Cooper. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to come on the program.
Buddy, I just got to ask your reaction. White supremacy is, according to Joe Biden, the greatest threat Americans face. Your reaction?
It's very difficult for me to really get shocked by this administration, but they really, really try to make a shocking position. There is little to no evidence. There is a white supremacy threat that causes America to have to be worried, that America needs to be on guard, or that we need to be on heightened alert.
When you look at the figures, Horace, for crime, for violence, for murder in the black community, can you give us a more balanced, a more reasoned analysis for the nature of that violence, of that crime?
When you look at 2019, you look at 2018, what you see is a decline in 2018 from 2017 in terms of risk factors of crime in Black America and America at large. The same is true in 19. But in 2020, what you saw was a dramatic spike.
Well, we lost you there for a second. In 2020, you saw a dramatic spike. If that's the case, was that white supremacy rearing its ugly head, or what else could it be?
What you saw is attacked on the part not of white males. What you saw are attacks on Asians, on Black Americans, on white Americans that was disproportionately being done by Black Americans.
Why can't the Democrats say that? Why is it impossible just to reiterate the actual facts of the statistics, Horace?
Well, it serves a very, very useful narrative to create the impression that in America, the risk that you face comes from some white male. You may recall there was this conversation, it was called The Talk, in which parents were being encouraged to have a sit-down with their children to discuss the risk that their children face, particularly if those children were black. The one fact that was failed to be shared was that a black kid is more likely than any other kid to be assaulted, raped, or robbed by a black kid. Not by the police, not by a white guy, but and not by Hispanic, but by a black kid. In fact, disproportionately in America, we have been seeing this elevation. It started in New York. It's now in New Orleans. It's in Chicago. It's in Los Angeles. Black victims of crime are overwhelmingly being victimized by other blacks. And what we're also seeing is when the race of the victimizer and victim are different, more often than not, a majority of the time, even the victimizer is. Where could you possibly conclude that the problem in America is somehow white supremacy? They're not burning houses down. They're not robbing banks. They're not stealing cars. They're not assaulting people. They're not pushing them into the subway. There's no evidence of that. And yet, every day, you see alternative evidence, not alternative facts, actual facts, that show that if we don't do something of the blind wave in America,
You're breaking up again. I'm going to have to ask you one last question. We got 30 seconds. What is the possible outcome if they continue to push this false narrative of white supremacy being the threat? What could be the worst case scenario, Horace Cooper?
Well, the big problem is we won't solve the problem. We won't deal with the problem. We won't warn our families who it is that we're at risk from. The problem is the boogeyman is not actually robbing and raping and committing mayhem. Shame on the Biden administration for refusing to tell the truth about what the real threat is.
And it could be worse. It could be worse than that. You could be painting the devil on the wall. Follow this man and his colleagues at Project 21 News. Horace Cooper living like a free man in the free state of Texas. And we have news from Governor Abbott's office from Texas after these messages. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and The Streets Were My Father.
We're going to talk about that movie in the next segment, but I've got to show you two very brief videos right now, my friends. The kind of dovetail into each other because they're the obverse of the same issue. The first is from a teacher's Zoom call from somebody who's not a teacher, she's an activist, talking to her fellow teachers in Portland, just in case you doubted what is really happening behind the scenes. This is what the people who are in charge of your children's education are saying to each other. Cut 10, play cut.
Catherine Watkins, 8th grade humanities teacher at Cedar Park Middle School, and my pronouns are she, her, we, and us. I'm going to say something that's not nice and not sweet.
Stop it. I need to play that again from the beginning. Just the idea about her pronoun. This is a teacher, okay? Listen to this insane asylum inmate. Play.
Catherine Watkins, 8th grade humanities teacher at Cedar Park Middle School, and my pronouns are she, her, we, and us. I'm going to say something that's not nice and not sweet, but it's true. If you're not evolving into an anti-racist educator, you're making yourself obsolete in this field of profession. Our district is only getting browner and browner with our children. And so if, you know, obviously you can't change your melanin, all right? But you can change your mind so that you can actually function in a district that is full of BIPOC children. So if you're being resistant, I understand that. But you're going to have to eventually come to the light, because if you're going to keep with those old views of colonialism, it's going to lead to being fired, because you're going to be doing damage to our children, trauma. And so as we fire the teachers who sexually abuse our children, we will be firing the teachers who do racist things to our children and traumatize them.
What is BIPOC? I mean, was it by people of color? What is it? Chad, you're my thesaurus.
It's just a longer word for biracial.
But what? By people of color? BIPOC?
Yeah, I bi is in two, yeah. Like half and half, I think. Oh, Eric is raising his hand.
Eric?
I believe it stands for Black Indigenous People of Color.
Oh, gosh. I'm just, you know, the woke thesaurus has beaten me again. Okay, so that's a teacher. Her pronouns are they and us. When people used to say that in the past, if they weren't a member of the royal family, we put them in the loony bin. And sometimes even then we put them in the loony bin anyway. Okay, if you said, I'm we, and you weren't the queen, you went to Bellevue and they threw away the key. And if you weren't watching us on the live stream, the rest of the audience were either motionless, nodding, or one of them was actually clapping. This woman who says, you've got to be an anti-racist, otherwise we will fire you. And at the end, she says, you've got to stop the trauma. How about this trauma? How about what we're seeing, even in the Tony parts of New York, the children coming home, the white children, to their rich, well-to-do parents, who are asking their parents, Daddy, Mummy, am I racist because of my skin color? How's that for trauma? How's that for saying to a child that they have awful, one of the worst things you can say about a human being, they have characteristics as a child that they can do nothing about because it's based upon their skin color? People like that teacher should be arrested right now. Yeah, Media Matters, I said arrested for psychological child abuse. Forget the threatening her fellow colleagues that if they don't follow her ideological demands, they will lose their jobs. That woman, whether she's a he, she, it, they, or purple spaghetti-eating monster, is a lunatic who's abusing children mentally. Stand up for America. The insanity has gone too far. There's only one line free on the call board. Oh, no. No, there is one line free. Call 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We are coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
For many Americans, Father's Day is a day to celebrate. For others, It's a day to just get through. Because Father's Day hurts if you don't have a father. The facts are clear. Fatherlessness drives bad outcomes across America, from teen pregnancies to incarcerations. An astounding 85% of youths in prison come from fatherless homes. That is 20 times the national average. But there's a path forward from the grimmest of grim statistics. And that's why I urge you to watch, to order the powerful new film, The Streets Were My Father. The film shows the journey of three inner-city Chicago men from fatherlessness to gangs and from life in prison to prison ministry programs that set them on the road to redemption and lives as productive members of society. To see this powerful and inspirational film, the ending alone, my friends, is worth the price of admission. The last 5 minutes are... something you just don't see in real life. You can watch it streaming or order the DVD at salemnow.com. Buy copies for those you know who don't have a father or who just don't believe in the power of God to change their lives. The movie is The Streets Were My Father, and you can watch it or order it now at salemnow.com. Okay, so much to share with you, so much to discuss. General Flynn will be with us momentarily. Jennifer Horn, Vernon Jones, God willing, the future governor of Georgia, and so much more. But straight to your calls, line one, Sam, Atlanta. Welcome to America First.
Hey, it's a pleasure and an honor to speak with you, Mr. Gorka.
Thank you. Go ahead. The line's a little bit weak. If you could talk up, it would be advantageous.
Is that better? I'm sorry.
Yes, that is better.
It's a pleasure and honor to speak with you, Mr. Gorka.
Thank you.
This is great. Listen, what we were talking about, white supremacy being the biggest problem, I mean, the guest you had on earlier hit on it, that, you know, a quarter of the violent crime is caused by like 3% of the population, and that's black males between the ages of 15 and 30. This is not a racial war. This is a culture war.
Yes.
What are these black kids being raised up in? They're raised up in fatherless homes with crappy education systems, and they've been taught since birth that because they're black, they're never going to amount to anything. They can't be successful. White people's going to have them. No, we need to combat this at a cultural level. What you're doing with these prison kids is God's work, man. You're teaching these kids that, hey, it don't matter where you come from or who you are, you can be successful in this life. And that's what we need. That's what Republicans need to do. We need to look at the individual and say, hey, you're worth something. You can amount to anything you want to be. You're the one who's going to make America great.
Yeah, great.
And that's all I've got to say, Mr. Gorka.
No need to say anything else. Perfect. Stay on the line. Great call. First call of the day. Gets a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Because you're right. It is a culture war. 6,000 black Americans killed every year at the hands of fellow black Americans. That is a culture war. It's not white people killing blacks in their thousands. It's black Americans. Stop lying, Biden. You're the bigot. You're a propagandist. And I missed it completely. I wanted to show you the response to the insanity of that Portland he, she, they, it, the we blinded bigot. This is the best video I've seen, I don't know, in months probably. Little black kid with her father, who I think he's got dreads on, if I remember. And this is what this father is teaching his little black daughter. Cut nine, play cut.
Daddy teaches you can be anything in this world that you want to be, right? Don't daddy teach you that?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white or any color.
Doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown, yellow, right?
Black.
And how we treat people is based on who they are and not what color they are.
And if they're nice and smart.
See, this is how children think right here. Critical race theory wants to end that. Not with my children. It's not going to happen. My baby's going to know that no matter what she wants to be in life, all she has to do is work hard and she can become that.
Work hard even though you don't know anyone. You can make friends.
Yeah, you can make friends, no matter what color they are. So we need to stop CRT. Period. Point blank. Children do not see skin color, man. They love everybody. If they're good people, they love them.
We pray for people that are hurt.
Even if they're yellow. How cute is she? You can make friends. Stop CRT. Wow. That girl, she's going places. And God bless that father. Sorry, it wasn't dreads. It was braids. Lot neater. Hate dreads. Not hygienic. God bless that black American father and his daughter. We are going to stop CRT. Let's go to Judy in Brooklyn. Welcome, Judy, to America First.
You took it right out of my head. God bless that father and God bless that adorable child. More common sense than this. Let me tell you, the greatest threat to America is this disgusting Democratic Biden administration, mainstream media, press, and the Marxist education, when these lunatics divide a class between whites as oppressors, therefore they're evil, and the rest as oppressed, therefore they're victims. And either way, you're damaging their self-esteem and you're abusing them instead of building up every single child at their own potential, regardless of skin color, okay? I am fuming.
You should be fuming. It truly is. It's not hyperbole. I meant it. This is psychological abuse, what they're doing to these children in the schools.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Gorka, did you hear of this book, Red, White, and Black by Bob Woods? I think his name is Bob, but his last name is definitely Woods. African-American
not,
man.
Don't you mean Bob Woodson?
Woods. No, Woods.
No, I have not. Woods.
Red, White, and Black. African-American. He's got an interesting take on supposedly systematic racism. He says, for the past 50 years, okay, the black leaders themselves have been given so much money to help their own black communities, and instead they take it and enrich themselves. And there is a guy, Rashad Turner, who worked for a year and a half in BLM. And
oh, I know, I know, I know. Yes, and yes.
And he enriches, and he said he left because they were enriching themselves. They weren't doing thing for African-Americans.
Right.
BLM has never stepped foot in
Judy, that's another amazing video. We're going to show it, and we've just reached out to the producer of that video. I'm not familiar with the book, Red, White, and Black, but I'm going to check it out. Thank you, Judy. You're absolutely right. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of your calls on 833-33-GORKA from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, are you in pain? Is it persistent? Have you failed to find relief? In that case, stop and listen. Order Relief Factor now. It's 100% drug-free, and it works. I had lower back pain that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and it's gone, and I'm still pain-free, just like Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Do it today. You could be the next Debron. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
And the great, great man, inventor, patriot that is Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, guaranteed for 10 years, and more than 100 other amazing products at MyPillow.com. They're trying to crush him. They're trying to boycott him. Now use my name and get up to 66% off. Just try the Egyptian Giza Dream Sheets, the amazing new sheepskin slippers, any one of his products. You won't regret it, and you're supporting a great man. That's MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. As I promised from the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, A proclamation certifying that the ongoing surge of individuals unlawfully crossing the Texas-Mexico border poses an ongoing and imminent threat of widespread and severe damage, injury, and loss of life and property, including property damage, property crime, human trafficking, violent crime, threats to public health, and a violation of sovereignty and territorial integrity in certain Texas counties and for all state agencies affected by this disaster. I do hereby declare a state of disaster for those counties and for those agencies affected. If Joe isn't going to do anything about it, if he's going to actually engender the disaster, at least there are some people who are prepared to act. Good for Governor Abbott of Texas. The call board is full. Before General Mike Flynn joins us, I will take more calls at the top of the next hour. So don't go anywhere, Steve, Blake, Clay, Mark. But let's squeeze in one more call. Randy, North Carolina, line 5. Welcome, Randy.
Thank you. With time, I'll get there. The lady that was talking earlier, the teacher, and she was talking about her pronouns, and everybody's able to identify themselves by whatever gender they want. Why don't we solve this achievement gap and the concerns for people of color by allowing people of color, whether they be BIPOC or other OC, to just identify as white, and then all the problems will mysteriously go away?
Well, what about we say that we're black? How about that?
Exactly.
I love it.
Either one of those. And just as a matter of record, I'm a middle school teacher, and I try to challenge this stuff when I can, but it's crazy.
How bad is it, Randy? How bad is it being a middle school teacher?
Well, I say in North Carolina, there's still that idea of gender sensitivity, and we're fortunate where I am right now that the critical race theory has not.
Well, you're lucky because you've got Mark Robinson, who's declared war as lieutenant governor on critical race theory. God bless you, Randy. Stay on the line. He deserves a copy of Why We Fight, my story of the heroes that built America, Why We Fight, defeating America's enemies with no apologies. Get your signed copy at SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorkaStore.com. More of your calls and Mike Flynn here on America First.